All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Chaf Aleph. We are picking up on Chaf 21. We are picking up on Chaf on the base 20b. And we left off Elohacha Lamayhilchasami Boilet. So it's 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. So remember again, we're speaking about Shavuas Sheker and Shavuas Shav. So far the way we've defined these particular terms is that a Shavuas Shav, a Shavua in vain, is a Shavua that is false from the moment that one makes it, as opposed to a Shavuas Sheker, which at the end of the day can become false at some future date. So remember again, the Gemara yesterday said that Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Sheker Bedibur Echad Nemru were said in one divine utterance. Really, the Gemara is like evoking memories of Shabbos, which was also said Bedibur Zachav Shamar Bedibur Echad Nemru. So the Gemara says Zachav Shamar. I understand the meaning of them being stated in one divine utterance, because at the end of the day, that teaches us that anyone who's chayiv in Shmiras Shabbos, the observance ultimately of the prohibitions of Shabbos, will be chayiv in Zichira Shabbos, the positive mitzvahs of Shabbos as well. Elohacha Lamayhilchasami Boile. But here, what exactly is the benefit of the fact that saying that Chosh Baruch Hu spoke about Shavuas Sheker and Shavuas Shav in one dibur, to which the Gemara says, so Lamayhilchasami Boile, Elo Keshem Shaloka Al Shav, Kach Loki Nami Al Sheker. To teach us that the same way that you get Malkus for a Shavuas Shav, so too you go and you get Malkus for a Shavuas Sheker. To which the Gemara says, one second, Klapi Layo. We're both saying, out of the two, it would seem that it would be more obvious that one would get Malkus for a Shavuas Sheker than a Shavuas Shav, because a Shavuas Sheker has more of a Maisa associated with it, as opposed to a Shav, which by definition is passive, meaning I'm in violation of it the moment that I said it. Ela'ima, rather say the following, Kishem Shaloka Al Sheker, Kach Loke Nami Al Shav. Rather, what it comes to teach me is the same way that one gets Malkus for a Shavuas Sheker, so too one gets Malkus on a Shavuas Shav. To which the Gemara says, okay, Pshita, still, what's the novelty here? Hailav, Vahailav, both of them ultimately, again, are prohibitions, right? Ultimately are lavim. Both of them are lavim. So the Gemara says, Maudetema, what would I have thought? Kedarmale Rapapa Labaye. So I might have thought the following, like Rabbi said to Abaye, Lo Yinake Klal. They both say the pasuk says Lo Yinake. The pasuk says Vayishvu Shav that one will not be, that literally one will not be absolved. So I might have thought Lo Yinake means what? Lo Yinake Klal, that a person will not be absolved at all. Top of Chafalaf. They both say Kamashmulan Kiddushanile. Kamashmulan. They both say that we'll see later on that no, the halacha is that one doesn't get absolute. One does not get absolute kapara, or one is not absolutely cleansed, but we'll see ultimately again that a quasi kapara is attainable. Viba Yisema, the other possibility, we'll say first line, Chaf Alif Amud Alif. The other possibility is, Kishem Shemevi Karban Al Sheker, Kach Mevi Karban Al Shav. Maybe also the same way, is the same way that I bring a karban for the violation of a karban, or for making. Same way I bring a karban, excuse me, for a Shavuas Sheker, so too I bring a karban on a Shavuas Shav. So we'll say again, remember, just defining our terms. Right now, what we are assuming is Shavuas Shav, you know, what the Gemara is going to advance, a better definition in just a moment, which is Nishpa V'Shanel Zes Hayadua. A person swears to change something that is clearly and obviously known. Like, for example, the Gemara is going to say a person swears about a man that he's a woman. So it's obviously false. A person is going to swear, I didn't eat, but I did. No commentaries on this, right? I swear that I didn't eat, but I did eat. So that's a shav. A sheker means I say something, and again, through my actions, I have the ability to make that articulation into a lie as a result, ultimately, again, of not complying with my dibur. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva di Michael Shara Kalaba, and ultimately again the Gemara would reflect the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you are chayiv on a past tense Shavua in the same way that you are chayiv on a future tense. Remember again, going back to the Mishnah, the paradigmatic examples of a Shavuas Bitui, of an articulated of an uttering Shavua is what? Right? The idea is should I will eat or I won't eat. It's lahaba. It's future tense. Rabbi Akiva is the one who says that you're chayiv ultimately again, even for a past 10 Shavuah, like a future 10 Shavuah. Says the Gemara, Meis Veit, Marei Zekasha, Ezu Hi Shavuas Shav. Now we're going to get into the definitions. What is the definition of a Shavuah, an oath in vain? Nishba L'Shanos Es Hayadua. If a person goes in and tries to change that which is known. So in other words, we're both saying, there's a certain fact that already exists, and which is an immutable fact, and I swear to the contrary. So I swear that the tree is a car. I swear that tree is a car. No, it's not. That's a shvuah in vain. That's a shvuah shav. Right? That at the end of the day is known to man, meaning it's clear and objective fact. And I swear to the contrary of that clear and objective fact, that's what's called a shvuas shav. That is called an oath in vain. What's shvuas sheker? Shvuas sheker is nishba lahachlif. So we'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. It's four lines down from the top of Rashi. Nishba lahachlif. Lishanos es ha'emes bishvu aso. So we'll say, shvuas sheker is I try to change the truth with my shvuah. Hainu. So we'll say the simplest example of this is the following. I swear that I ate the loaf of bread. But what? I didn't eat the loaf of bread. So we'll say, so you understand, this is different than objective fact like the tree is a car. Right? The tree is a car is something, and that's why the Lashon of the Gemara over here is something very interesting. It's nishpa l'shanos es hayadua la'adam. So shvuas shav is when you try to change a reality that is a known reality. It's a known reality. Right? Then ultimately, again, that's a shvuas shav. Shvuas sheker means I try to also change a reality, but it's a personal reality. So I swear that I did not eat the loaf of bread, but in fact, I did. That's shvuas sheker. So the Gemara says, shvuas sheker, nishba l'achlif. Ema, nishba umachlif. To which the Gemara says, so we'll say, if at the end of the day, we're going to say that a Shavua Sheker is not just past tense, but is also future tense as well. So the Maisa again, this Brisa contradicts that. To which the Gemara says, you're right, rather change the verbiage, Nishba Ummachlif. Someone who swears, and then not only a case where one tries to change the truth of the past, but one tries to shape the truth of the future as well. Take a look at Rashi just a moment. Ema Nishba Ummachlif. Nishba lasos va'acharka hichlif es diburo v'lo asa o shalo lasos va'asa. So what's the idea? The Gemara is just trying to make over here is trying to make this price a fit in alignment with the shita of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that one is chayiv for a shvuas sheker, whether it is a past ten shvua or a future ten shvua. Kiyas Rabbi, I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, I'm Rabbi Avo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Achalti v'lo achalti sheker. We'll say. Past tense shavuos. A person says, I ate the loaf of bread, or I didn't eat the loaf of bread, and it turned out that they lied. That's called a shavuos sheker. That's called a false oath. Now, also, now understand, this price is a little bit different than what we said before. Because before, we were speaking about past tense shavuos as a shavuos shav. Here, we're saying that at the end of the day, this is also a shavuos sheker. And I will say, where is the lav from? The lav is from Milosishbu'u bishmi lashaker. I will say the pasuk says ultimately again, do not swear in my name falsely. Ochal v'lo ochal. At the end of the day, again, if a person says I will eat or I won't eat, so we'll say so this is a future tense shvua. Then what's talacha? Over below yachel devaro. So we'll say if a person goes ahead and says I will eat the loaf of bread. Or I won't eat the loaf of bread. So these are future tense shavuos. And a person goes ahead and violates his words. A person violates the shavuah. He is in violation of lo yachel devaro. Do not profane your words. Ve'izu hi shavuas shav. So we'll say, so now what we have is the following. Person goes ahead and takes a past tense shavuah. So that's a shavuas sheker. A person goes ahead and says a future lashon. One is in violation of lo yachel devaro. Now we'll discuss what exactly, because lo yachel devaro is normally written in the context, ultimately, of nedarim. So we'll discuss what that means. What is the case of a shavuas shav? Nishpa l'shanas es hayadua la'adam. Where a person goes ahead of Osei and what? Tries to change that which is known to man. So Osei, I try to change an objectively known fact. All right? The tree is a car. Amara papa, hadra biyavo. La beferush itmar ela mechlala itmar. We will say this idea of Rabbi Avo This is Rabbi Avos. So most remember, in Rabbi Avos' context, if I make a past tense shavua to try to change reality, that's called sheker. I make a future tense shavua and then violate that, I'm in violation of lo yachel dvaro. Shavuas shav means anytime I try to change a reality objectively known to man. Okay, so the Gemara says, now Papa comes along and says, that's what Rabbi Avos said, lav beferish itmar, Rabbi Avos said, it was not said explicitly, ela michlala itmar. Rather what? Rather was inferred. Damrav Idi Bar Avin Amrav Amram Amrav Yitzchak Amrav Yochanan Rabbi Hudon Rishon Biyosi Alili Kolo Sasa Shabbatora Lav Shiyish Rabbi. Listen to this. So this is Rav Idi Bar Avin Rav Amram Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Huda or Rabbi Yosi Alili Kolo Sasa Shabbatora. So we'll say any prohibition in the Torah Lav Shiyish Ba Ma'isa Lokin Alav. If the prohibition has an associated ma'isa, then you get malchus for a violation. The she'in bo ma'isa in lokin alav. If there is no ma'isa, so we've learned this before, a lav she'in bo ma'isa, which means a prohibition that does not have an associated act, does not have dynamic activity associated with it, then in lokin alav, you don't get malchus. However, there are certain exceptions. Chutz, made nishpa. So I will say swearing falsely. Actually, I should say, well, we'll call it swearing falsely for now. Swearing falsely is an exception to that. Meimar. Rabbi say Meimar means Timura. Timura means where you designate an animal as a carbon, and then what? You swap out that animal for another animal. That's done by verbal designation and redesignation. Umekalo eschavero b'shem. And if you curse your friend with the name of God. So we'll say these are all examples of what technically would be a lav she'in bo ma'isa, a prohibition, which does not have an associated action, and yet what? And yet it is still going to be usur. So the Gemara, you're still going to be chayiv for it. So the Gemara says, nishba minala, how do we know that if I swear falsely, that I will be chayiv malchus, even though what? Even though it is a lav she'in b'maisa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shur Rav Shvi, Amar Kra, lo siso Hashem Hashem alokecha lashav, ki lo yinake. The pasuk says, you shall not take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain. Kilo yinake. Kilo yinake means what? For you will not be cleansed. Based in Shamala in Menakin also. Rabbi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who doesn't fully forgive a person for this transgression, aval based in Shalmata, Malkin also umenakin also. But based in Shalmata, Rabbi says, does what? It ministers Malkus and then forgives the individual. So from here you see that even though taking a false oath is a lav she'in bo ma'isa, nevertheless, there's still malchus. It's one of the exceptions to the rule. Amir Rapapa Labai, so Rapapa said, Dabai, Dilmahaki Kamar, this is what Dilmahaki Kamar Rachmana. Perhaps this is what the Torah is saying. Lo yinake klau. Maybe Abbas, when the Pasuk says lo yinake means what? Lo yinake at all. Simply a person, there is no atonement for a shavuas shav. Iksiv lo yinake kidikamrit. If the Pasuk would have just said, he will not be cleansed, then I would agree. Now that the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not absolve, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not cleanse, Hashem hu de'eino menake, about based in Shalmala, malkin also, umenakin also. It is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who does not fully forgive, but at the end of the day, based in administers malchus and ultimately absolves the person from liability. Also, I just point out to you something dramatic, which is if you remember again from our Makis days, the Makis days. Yeah? Who doesn't remember the Makis days? So if you remember again, we had the reverse argument by Malchus that ultimately, again, whenever there was divine punishment, so that's when forgiveness was more easily attainable because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could choose to forgive. Beis Din Shalmata has a more difficult time forgiving because if there is a punishment, ultimately they have to administer. Here it's just the reverse. Okay, so the verse is the following. Ashkichon Shavuas Shav. So now I understand we found now a source for shvuas shav, a false oath. Shvuas sheker minal. And Rabbi said, how do I know an oath in vain? Remember again, that's the one thing, by the way, that so far everybody agrees on that definition. What's the definition of a shvuas shav? What's the definition of a shvu, of an oath in vain? Nishpa l'shanos es hayadua la'adam. You can make it into a bumper sticker. Nishpa l'shanos es hayadua la'adam. A person who swears to try to change information that is widely known. Objective fact, known to many. That tree, it's a car. That's called Shavuas Shav. Now we've established that Shavuas Shav is subject to Malchus. Shavuas Shekhar, how do we know that you get Malchus for a shvuas sheker as well. Rabbi Yochanan didei amar l'shav l'shav shtei pa'amim, and made him in the shvuas shav tineu in the shvuas sheker. So I'll say Rabbi Yochanan has an interesting sheet. Rabbi Yochanan says the Torah says shav twice. If I don't need shav to teach me shvuas shav, because I've already learned that from one, the extra shav comes to teach me shvuas sheker. What does that extra shav teach me about shvuas sheker? That the same way that shav is subject to malchus, so to what? Shavuos Sheker is subject to Malkus as well. To which one of the Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo said, 1 second, that doesn't make sense. Hi Shavuos Sheker, Hechidami. What's the case of Shavuos Sheker? Ilema Shavuos Shelo Ochal Va'achal. So Avo says, let's analyze this. Rabbi Avo says, what's the case of Shavuos Sheker? If you want to say that a guy swore, I swear I'm not going to eat the loaf of bread. And then what? And then what? I eat it. So if I do that, Lav Sheish Vamaisu. Then Rabbi says, I've just committed a lav. What's the lav? What's the lav? Mm-hmm. I violated my shvua, and what? It has a maisa. What's the maisa? I ate the loaf of bread. So Rabbi says, if I committed a lav, and there was a maisa, then what? Then it goes without saying that I get malchus. So it must be what? What's the case? I took a shvua that I was going to eat the loaf of bread, and what, Rabbi says? I didn't eat it. 1 second. So me loke, so hi me loke. Rabbi said, do you get malchus for that? Vaha itmar shas. Rabbi said, listen to this. We actually learned this back in malchus again as well, and also in shvuas. Vaha itmar shvuas she'ochal kikar zuayom. The person goes and takes a shvuah. Rabbi said, I swear, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. Va'avrayom v'lo achol v'lo achla. And the day goes by, and I didn't eat the loaf of bread. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish Amrit Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both say the following. Ema loke. Rabbi will say both of them agree they don't get malchus, but for two different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan Amar in Elokim Mishum Dehavi Lav Sheima Maisa. Ficho Lav Sheima Maisa in Elokim Alav. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a lav without dynamic activity, and any time that there's a lav without a maisa, you don't get malchus. For Reish Lakish Amar in Elokim, and Reish Lakish says you don't get malchus. Why? Mishum Dehava Hasras Safik. You must remember we had this a number of times. Because it is Hasras Safik, they will say, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, if you're Hasras Safik, Safik im Ya'avor al Hasra im Lav. Sheyachal Omer Adayin Yishos Bayom, V'namas Yachal Lechavin Sheyavor. So the idea is, Hasra in general, requires immediacy. Or call it immediacy and proximity. What do I mean by that? That Hasra is only meaningful if the warning is issued right before the commission of the illegal act. But if there is a significant amount of time between the warning and the commission of the illegal act, then by definition, that's what's called hasras safek. So therefore, again, Reish Lakish says, if I say, I'm going to eat a loaf of bread today. So we'll say, so what happens? Someone wants to give me hasra. What's the hasra? The hasra is a silver. If you don't eat the loaf of bread, you're going to get malchus. Fantastic. They gave me that hasra when? At 6:03 in the morning. But I have the whole day. I have the entire day to go ahead and eat the loaf or potentially not eat the loaf. So because of that, there's no proximity and immediacy to the hasra. Therefore, it's not a good hasra. So both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were hasra. Safek lo shma hasra. So both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish will agree that what? There's no malchus. So we'll say, so we're trying to figure out, what's the meaning? You're trying to teach me a case of a shvuas sheker, which is a false oath that gets malchus. So tell me, what's the case? If it's a case where I swore that I was going to eat a loaf, and I eat the loaf, then that's obvious that I get malchus. Why? Why? That's a lav sheyesh ba maisa. That's a prohibition that has a... So obviously I get malchus to that. If you want to tell me that it's a case, I swore, shvua she'ocha, I'm going to eat the loaf, and I didn't eat the loaf, so everyone agrees that there's no malchus. Rabbi Yochanan says, because it's a lav sheyesh ba maisa, bless you. Reish Lakish says, because it's hasra safek. But either way, I'm left trying to figure out what is the case of shvuas sheker for which there's malchus. To which the Gemara of Rabbi Avo, Tehei ba'achalti v'lo achalti. So ultimately, again, Rabbi Avo says, I'll tell you which case. The case ultimately, again, will be in a case of achalti v'lo achalti. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Avo, Tehei, hach shvua sheker, Rabbi Yochanan, de isra boi milashon shvav, ba'achalti v'lo achalti. Let it be a case of where I said I was, all right, I ate the loaf or I didn't eat the loaf. Umayshna, so we'll say at the end of the day, why would this case be different? Look at Rashi. Umayshna hach me'och v'lo achal habekulu lafshei b'maisinu. I don't understand, but we're back at the same thing. We'll say, let's play this out. If I went ahead and I say shvua shachalti, I ate it and I didn't eat it, it's lafshei b'maisa. So why would I be chayiv malchus? Amarava beperish rib satora shvuas sheker dome l'shav. Because the Vasa Rava comes along and says that the Torah explicitly articulates the idea that a shvuas sheker is like a shvuas shav. How so? Mashav l'shavar, av sheker nami l'shavar. Just like Rabbi says, a shvuas shav is a past tense oath, so to a shvuas sheker, ultimately again, is a past tense oath. Look at Rashi. Mashav l'shavar, nishpa l'shavar, as I say, adu l'adam, av sheker de l'shavar es rabbi, l'malkus. Below the sheker de la haba, umeahu klalas rabo. So the idea over here is when we speak about a shvuas sheker being chayiv malchus, it's a shvuas sheker that resembles a shvuas shav. Just as a shvuas shav is a past tense oath, so to a shvuas sheker is a past tense oath as well. Eis Rabbi Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yirmiyahu raised the question to Rabbi Avo, shvuas shelo ochal kikar zu, shvuas shelo ochlana va'achla. What's actually a very interesting case. In these cases, I will say, I made repeated oaths about the same thing. I swear, I won't eat this oath. And then what? I say, a shvua, I won't eat it. So I made two shvuas, I will say, but on the same thing. Both oaths say what? I won't eat the loaf of bread. And then you know what happens? I eat the loaf of bread. So the Gemara now tells me, I'm only chayiv once. I'm only chayiv for the violation of one shvua. Look at Rashi. Eino chayiv al achos. De'in shvua chala al shvua. Because they will say one shvua cannot devolve upon another shvua. De'chevan de'nishpa shvua rishona havi la shvua shnia la'kaimes ha'mitzvah u'tnan b'mas nisin de'pater. Ultimately, they will say one shvua cannot devolve upon a second shvua. So the Gemara says, Zoi shvuas bitui shechayovin al zedona makis va'ashigagas akarbon olav yored. And I will say, the Gemara says, this is an example of a shvuas bitui, of an utterance shvua, of a declarative shvua, that if one intentionally violates it, one will be chayiv makis, and inadvertently one will be chayiv akarbon olav yored. So the Gemara says, Zohi l'me'utemai. When we say that this is a shvuas bitui, what does that come to exclude? My love lemeuti. I will say first white line on the bottom. Chafala from Adalif. My love lemeuti achalti v'lo achalti. The lo lucky. Does it not come to include or exclude? Excuse me. The past tense shvuah case. Avachalti v'lo achalti. To which the Gemara says lo. Lumeute achalti v'lo achalti mi karbon. No, it comes to, it doesn't come to exclude achalti v'lo achalti from malchus, but rather it comes to exclude it from the gedder of karbon. Zuhi thou shigagasa karbon ola v'yoreit aval achalti v'lo achalti lo. It is only Rabbi say shvua she'ochal v'shelo ochal. Where ultimately, again, I will be chayiv a karbon for a shogig violation, but not for achalti and lo achalti. I'll still get malchus, but I won't get that. There's no karbonic obligation. Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Shmuel ito amar, eino chayiv ela al ha'asid lavo. The Rabbi Shmuel also holds that one is only chayiv for a shvua, for karbon, for a shvua, when phrased in future tense. Aval milka lochi, but I will say, for violation of any shvuas, past tense, future tense, one will go in and get malchus. To which the Gemara says, "About milka lucky, Ema, I'm a beisavol say, Ema seifa. Yet look at the end of that brisa. Zohi shvuas shav shechayavin al zedona makis v'al shigagasa pater. Yet the brisa then says, also when switching to shvuas shav, says this is the example of a shvuas shav for which one will be chayiv malchus for intentional violation, and one will be and al shigagasa pater. But for inadvertent violation, one will be pater. Okay, Rashi was I tap Rashi chafala from a days. Rashi says, "Diktani basar dahach ezuhi shvuas shav nishpa l'sharos es hayadua la'adam." Amr al amud shel even shuzav. So we'll say. Remember again, we're defining our terms now. Shvuas shav means what? Any shvua where I try to change information that is widely known. Widely known. That's a simple example that I say about the pillar of stone that is gold. So we'll say, so the halacha is, so the Gemara says, Zoi lemeutemai, what does this come to exclude? Third line down, chafal from the base, my love lemeuti achalti velo achalti lo loki. Isn't that coming to exclude the case of achalti velo achalti? We'll say past tense shvuas. Right, past tense shvuas, achalti v'lo achalti, I did eat or I didn't eat, Dilo lucky that I don't even get malchus. And not only is there not carbonic obligation, but there's also not malchus. To which the Gemara says, lo, zoi dal shigagasa pater me carbon. This is the case where ultimately, again, for a shogig, one will be pater for carbon. Aval achalti velo achalti. We're both saying, in the case of achalti velo achalti, which would be a case of shvuas shaker, al shigagasa chayiv carbon. Ultimately, again, even for shogig violation, one will be chayiv a carbon. Rabbi Akiva hi de mechayiv l'sha'avar kilahaba. And it would reflect the view of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you are chayiv for past 10 shavuos, in the same way that you are chayiv for future 10 shavuos. Ha'amrit reisha Rabbi Shmali. But one second, you just said at the beginning of the Brayis says Rabbi Shmal. Reisha Rabbi Shmal says Rabbi Akiva. Are you going to say at the beginning is Rabbi Shmal? Reisha Rabbi Shmal says Rabbi Akiva. Remember, we don't really like to do that. Normally, we like to attribute authorship to one particular person. So you're going to say over here at the beginning is Rabbi Shmal, says Rabbi Akiva. Cool, Rabbi Akiva. Bereisha, so Gemara says, you're right. The entire thing is Rabbi Akiva. Bereisha lav lemeuti achalti v'lo achalti mi karbon. So rather, the Reisha is not coming to exclude the past 10 Shavuah case from karbon. Ela lemeuti ochal v'lo ochal mi malchus. Rather, it's coming to exclude the future case. Ochal v'lo ochal from malchus. Aval karbon mechayiv. But I will say, violation of that show will still result in carbonic liability. Umayshna. So I will say, so why this distinction? Mistabra koyi b'lahaba, b'mayit b'lahaba. Because I will say, while the Torah is speaking about future tense Shavuos, it makes sense that it's coming to exclude other future tense Shavuos. Koyi b'lahaba, b'mayit b'lahaba. But if it's talking about future tense Shavuos, does it make sense ultimately again to exclude past tense? And of course the answer to that is no. So I will say, so what do we come out with? That's an excellent question. Right, what do we come out to? So again, remember, first of all, we have definitions. And nothing in life is better than definition. So what are our definitions? We know Shavuas Sheker and Shavuas Shav. So Shavuas Shav, Rabbi will say again, and both definitions, everyone agrees with the definitions. The only shaila over here in these situations are the parameters. Shavuas Shav is Nishpa L'Sharos as Hayadua La'adam. Something, if you try to change a piece of information that is widely and objectively known. I say that tree is a car. That's a Shavuas Shav. Shavuas Sheker, Rabbi will say, is also, now Shavuas Sheker, if you think about it, is the same thing. I'm also trying to change information. Right? Now, Shavuas Sheker, Rabbi will say, has two possibilities. There's past tense Shavuas Sheker, Shavuas Shachalti, I swear that I eat, but I didn't eat. Or Shavuas Sheochal, I swear that I will eat, and I don't end up eating. So we'll say, Shavuas Sheker is also lying, changing of truth. But again, either it's changing a personal truth, lav dafka, that is changing a widely held objective truth. The machlokes, ultimately, again, is what is the scope. So we know that Shavuah Shav is subject to Malkus. We compare Shavuah Sheker to Shavuah Shav. Therefore, again, Shavuah Sheker will also be Chayiv Malkus. The machlokes, in which type of Shavuah Sheker is subject to Malkus. Is it only Lishavar? Is it only a past tense Shavuah? Or is it a future tense Shavuah as well? And again, we're not finished with that conversation. The Gemara ends off a little bit with that machlokes. Now let's go weiter. But say, now we come to a really fascinating, mamish, like a riveting sugya. So if you remember again, we had Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion, so this was the first mission in the third chapter. Rabbi Akiva said that if a person said, Shavuah shelo ochal, I take a shavuah that I won't eat anything. I won't eat anything, or whatever. Or let's say it better. I won't eat this shavuah shelo ochal kikers. I won't eat this loaf of bread. So Rabbi Akiva says, and what happens? Va'achol ba kol shehu. I eat any amount. I eat even a minute amount. Rabbi Akiva says, that what? I'm chayiv. So remember again, the Rabbanon countered Rabbi Akiva. They said, where do you get that from? Whenever you find an Isser Achila, an Isser Achila is always what Rabbi Osai, always a kizayis, or some type of shear, some type of halachically quantifiable amount. Yet here you're saying kosher, even any minute amount is chayiv. What's going on? So we'll say, listen to this sugya. This is actually really interesting. Ibailu. So here's the kasha. Rabbi Akiva b'chol haTorah kulak Rabbi Shimon Svirlei d'mechayiv mashu. So both say, Rabbi Akiva is not the origin of the Shita. The origin of the Shita is Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon say? The sign Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shehu l'makis. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi say, that whenever you're dealing with forbidden food items, consumption of any minute amount of forbidden food item is automatically subject to Malkus. You're always going to be chayiv Malkus. V'lo omru kizayis, Ela le'inyan carbon. And I will say, the only time the kizayis comes in is when? For carbonic liability. So I will say, Rabbi Akiva seems to be echoing the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. But here's the shayla. Here's the shayla. Rabbi Akiva bechala Torah kula. Rabbi Shimon svirale. The mechayim mashu. The same Rabbi Shimon omer kol shul lemakas lomer gezayis alinyan carbon. So we'll say, does Rabbi Akiva hold the Rabbi Shimon really everywhere? Kala Torah kula, meaning Rabbi Akiva's sheet is not unique to Shavuos. It's not unique to Shavuah. Rabbi Akiva holds throughout the entire Torah that halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that if you go ahead and you eat any amount of a forbidden food item, you're going to be chayev malchus. And really, Rabbi Akiva could have taken this stand against the Rabbanan in any era of halacha. So why does Rabbi Akiva choose to argue the point here by Shavuah? To teach us the veracity and the strength of the sheet of the Rabbanan. How so, Rabbosai? Because I could have said in this case of Shavuah, Shavuah is interesting. Because in the case of Shavuah, let's say a person takes a Shavuah and I say, Shavuah, I swear, that I will not eat a kol shehu of the loaf of bread. So we'll say, what's that halacha? I swear, that's my oath. I will not eat a kol shehu, even a minute, I won't eat a crumb of the bread. What's that halacha, Rabbosai? What's that halacha? It's a shavua. And therefore what? If I eat a crumb of bread, then what? I'm chayiv for a violation of my shavua. So I'm in a flood. Since it comes to shavua, you can aser a kol shehu. You can aser even the smallest minute amount. So therefore, stam nami chayiv. So we'll say, so maybe at the end of the day, I could assume that when a person makes a shvuah shalo ochal, maybe shvuah shalo ochal means even the most minute amount. In other words, since I can make a shvuah that asers even a crumb of bread, maybe even when a person makes an unqualified shvuah shalo ochal kikarzu, I swear I won't eat this loaf. Maybe that unqualified statement, maybe the default for that is what? Is on a kol shehu. Is on a kol shehu. Look at Rashi just a moment. Stam nami chayiv, Rashi says, lo mar shar nishpa in deitra al achila shal Torah, el ha'achar lo shom b'nei adam, b'chol shun eskar. We'll say, when a person says, I'm not going to eat this loaf, we'll say, so if I analyze that statement from a halachic perspective, the way I look at eating is how much? Is a kizayis, because that's halachic shir. But from a human perspective, if a person says, I'm not going to eat something, eating normally means what? Eating. Any amount. So we'll say, the Havamina is like this. The Havamina is, maybe even the Rabbanan go ahead and say, let's take a step back. Rabbi Akiva says, that if I take a Shavuah Shalo Ochal, if I go ahead and I swear I'm not going to eat the loaf of bread, and I eat even a crumb of the loaf of bread, then what? I'm chayiv. So the Gemara is asking, here's the Shaila. Is that because Rabbi Akiva holds B'chala Torah Kula, whenever there's an Isra Achila, an Isra Achila devolves upon even a kol shehu, any amount? And the only, he could have argued anywhere. But his real only reason he's choosing to argue here is why? To show you the strength of the Rabbanan's opposing position. Because I would have thought that in this case of Shavuah, even the Rabbanan would agree that what? That when a person says, Shavuah Shalo Ochal, I swear I'm not going to eat, I would have assumed that even the Rabbanan would agree that what? Anything. Kamash Balan, the Rabbanan say, no, even in this case, you go ahead and the Isra is only upon a Kizayis. Oh, Dilma, the other possibility is, Ba'amu Kirabbanan Svirale. No, maybe Rabbi Akiva does not hold of Rabbi Shimon in all cases. Ba'acha Hainu Taima, and I will say, so why is Rabbi Akiva? So, I mean, Rabbi Akiva normally holds that an Isra Achila means a Kizayis. So why is this case, why is Shavuah different? Ba'acha Hainu Taima, Hoyl umefarish chayiv. Excuse me. Hoyl umefarish chayiv. Stam nami chayiv. And I will say, maybe Rabbi Akiva normally holds that Isra Achila is a kizayis. Here the difference is, I will say what? Here the difference is that since if a person were to explicitly articulate a shvuah and they were to say that what? I hereby asra upon myself a kol shu of the loaf, that shvuah would work. So I might have thought that even stam, when a person makes a shvuah shalo ochal, that by definition that devolves upon what? Even a kol shu. So we'll say, so this is the fundamental shita. Kumar's akasha is in shita's Rabbi Akiva. Is this a shita of Rabbi Akiva just by shvuah, that by a shvuah shalo ochal you chayiv even for a kol shu? Or is this a sheet of Rabbi Akiva and Kala Torah Kula? The Rabbi Akiva holds that whenever there's an Isra Achila devolves upon even a kosher. What I told you, this is a dramatic sugya that you can sink your teeth into. Tashma, listen to this. Dormal Rabbi Akiva. They said to Rabbi Akiva the following. The Amr Lo, Rabbi Akiva. Heichon matzinu ba'ochal kol shu chayiv. Shezeh chayiv. They said, Rabbi Akiva, where do you ever find that if, this is this quoted from the Mishnah, where they said to Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, where do you ever find that somebody who just eats a kol shu is going to be chayiv? Vimisa. Now, if it's true that Rabbi Akiva holds of this sheet of kol shu b'chala Torah kula, leim aluhu, ana b'chala Torah kula k'Rab Shimon sirale. So, right? Ultimately, again, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva respond, well, I hold the k'Rab Shimon b'chala Torah kula, that a kol shu is always going to be chayiv? To which the Gemara says, l'divreim d'rabbanan kamar luhu. Because Rabbi Akiva was framing his shita in accordance with the words of the Rabbanan. Lididi b'chala Torah kula k'Rab Shimon sirale. Rabbi Akiva was saying like this, according to me, I hold the sheet of Rabbi Shimon b'chala Torah kula, namely, that an Isra Achila devolves upon a kosher. So whenever you're prohibited to eat something, it's not just the kizayis, it's any amount. Lididahu odele miha. But you, Rabbanon, even if you're going to argue with me in k'chala Torah kula, at least what? At least agree with me in this case of Shavua. Hoil u'mefareish chayiv. That's what Rabbi say. Since in a case, if a person were to explicitly articulate and they were to say, Shavua shelo ochal, I swear that I won't eat even a kol shu of this loaf, that Shavua works, stam na michayiv. Then Rabbi say, perhaps that should be the default understanding of any Shavua not to eat. That a Shavua not to eat means, as people say, when people talk about not eating, if I say I'm not going to eat something, I don't mean I'm not going to eat a kizayis of it, but rather I mean I'm not going to eat it at all. So perhaps that should just be the default understanding of any Shavua. Shalom ochal. V'amru li Rabbanan, lo. And the Rabbanan say, no. Or does Rabbanan say, no, it's not true. Because when you go ahead and you take a Shavua not to eat something, essentially that item now becomes Isuri Achila. Isuri Achila are governed by a shear. What's the shear of Isuri Achila, Mosai? Kizayis. Tashma, so Mosai, we still don't know. So watch this. Tashma. Rabbi Kiva Omer Nazir Shashara Pita Bayayin. Listen to this. If a Nazir dips his bread in wine, V'yeshbo Kedei Letzaris Kizayis. So Mosai, listen to this. So now the bread together with the wine form a shear of a Kizayis. Chayiv. They will say, so the Nazir is chayiv for wine consumption. Right? Under normal circumstances, a Nazir will only be chayiv if he drinks either a revius of wine, or in a solid measure, it'll be a kizayis of wine, like congealed wine, or in this case, where the wine gets absorbed by the bread. So what's the halacha? If a Nazir goes ahead and drinks it, and he dips his bread in the wine, so now the bread absorbs the wine, is a kizayis of it, he's chayiv. So Gemara says, 1 second. V'sagadai t'cha ba'alma k'rib shimin sirale, lamali v'tzarif. But if Rabbi Akiva holds, I will say that's what? Then under normal circumstances, what's the halacha? Any amount, right? A kol shu is chayiv. Then I don't understand why does the Nazir need a kizayis of wine? Any amount of wine should be illegal for the Nazir, and ultimately, again, should bring to a screeching halt his nedar nazirus. Votah, furthermore, we learned, shvu'a shelo ochal. Listen to this case. I swear, I'm not going to eat. Va'achol nevelos utrefos shkatsim v'ramasim. And I end up going what? I end up going ahead and eating, I will say, nevelos trevish kasim v'ramasim. Not only do I eat, but I eat all of these prohibited food items. What's the halacha? Chayiv. I will say, I'm chayiv for a violation of my shvua. Rabbi Shimon poter. And Rabbi Shimon says that you're poter. Now, I will say, now, why does it be now what does that mean, I'm poter? I'm poter for violation of the shvua. Why, I will say, look at Rashi's moment, first white line in Rashi. Rabbi Shimon poter. Shari mushpa va'omeid mehar sinai ala nevelos. Because here's the difference. You see, I'm not chayiv for violation of the shvua. Why? Because most of we'll discuss this concept. The concept of mushva va'omeid. Mushva va'omeid means I'm already under oath. I'm already under oath. What oath am I under? The oath of the Torah. So therefore, we'll say if I swear I'm not going to eat food today, and I eat in a vela, I'm not chayiv for violation of the shvua because that was already asr. In other words, what we'll see essentially is, you can't aser something which is already aser. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, when I eat the nevela, I'm chayiv for eating nevela, but I'm not chayiv for violation of my oath. So the Gemara says, Vavinam ba. And we say, why? Am I chayiv? Why would Rabbanan say that I'm chayiv? Mushra mehar sinaihu. Ultimately, again, I'm already under oath from har sinai. Rav ushmol dramitar vayhu. Bekolal dvarim hamutaram im dvarim haasurim. So I'll say ultimately again, the Gemara suggests that this is the position of Rav and Shmuel who say that what's happening over here, I'll say, I am including ultimately again other permitted items with my prohibition. So let's say actually what we'll do is we'll stop over here for today. But again, just to understand, I'm leaving you off a little bit mid-thought. And all which we have not resolved our question. What's our fundamental question? What is the shita of Rabbi Akiva? Does Rabbi Akiva hold b'chola Torah kula? Throughout the entire Torah, does Rabbi Akiva hold that what? That lemaisa again, you're chayiv for a kosher in any isra achila, right? And therefore shvuas is just where he chooses to take his stand against the rabbanon, or is it dafka unique by shvuah that you're chayiv for a kosher? But in the rest of the Torah, ultimately again, one will be chayiv only for consumption of a kezias. So we'll say we're leaving off kind of in the middle. Emir Hashem will resolve that question first thing tomorrow morning. B'sha tova umetzlikos. Shkoyach. We'll say if anyone could help out at the shiva minyan by cat 7038.
Be very helpful.